Where is our treasure? What are those things that we treasure? And I'm not just talking about material goods. I'm not just talking about money. What do we treasure? I think most of us, we fall in the trap of, we focus on worldly things. And this is one thing I struggle with. We want material things. We want stuff. We want to have a decent car and a decent house. And we want to have things in that house that are nice. And we want to have our hobbies and our recreations. And of course, those require stuff. And maybe we're collectors. We collect something, whether it's decorations or whatever it might be. And we get more and more and more stuff. We have our treasure. We have things that we think are important. And again, this is more than just material goods. We can have things that we treasure that are immaterial. Maybe there's someone else, our relationship to someone else. Maybe it's something that we're good at, something that we enjoy. We build up treasure here on earth. And the fact is, most of us here in the United States, we have more than enough. We have more than we need. How many of us really struggle to have just basic food and shelter and clothing? And I don't mean because of bad money management. A lot of us fall into that trap as well. But just basically, we don't have enough. Very few of us do. We might not have the greatest of food. We might not have as much food as we want. But we at least have enough to eat every day. And so on. We're frankly fairly rich here in the United States. There is poverty, but we don't see it on a day-to-day basis like you can elsewhere. So we are the people that our Lord talks about. To whom has been entrusted much, much will be demanded of them. So the challenge for us with the treasures that we have is, where are they? Are they the earthly things, or is our treasure in heaven? And the simple way to answer this question is, would you be willing right now to go to your house, pull everything out of that house, and sell everything? Every single thing you have, keeping nothing. How many people are sitting there going, yeah, that ain't happening? I think that's like all of us. We have our things here on earth that we do not want to let go of. And yet that is exactly what our Lord is calling us to do. That we are not to let the things of earth be more important than the things of heaven. And that we are not to build up treasure here on earth that can be stolen, can be destroyed. But instead to build up treasure in heaven. That is our purpose here on earth, is to get to heaven and build up heavenly treasures. That is our purpose. That is why we are here. And when we look at this parable, where our Lord is talking about the servants being prepared for the master's arrival, he's talking about us. That we are to be the servants who are prepared for the master's arrival. We have received the goods of the master. We have received the spiritual life. We have received the gospel. We have received the sacraments. We have received all this that our Lord has given us to guide us in this life. And we are to be the good servants who are being stewards of those gifts. We are to take those and to use those to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the good news, but also to prepare ourselves for our Lord's coming. That's why it's so important we build up treasure in heaven. Because we do not know when our Lord will return, but he has promised us that he will return at the end of days. That at some point, Jesus himself will come back to earth in his second coming. But we don't know when that's going to happen. That can happen an hour from now. That can happen a month from now, a year from now, a decade from now, a century from now. We don't know. We also don't know when our time on earth is done. Now, I hope for most of us, we're in good enough physical health that we can count on having a few more years, if not decades, in our lives. If nothing happens. Because we also all know people that something happened and they were gone suddenly. Maybe they were in good health and had a sudden heart attack. Maybe they were just driving along and had a horrible accident. Whatever it might be, we all know people that their life was over much quicker than we thought it would be, that they thought it would be. The fact is, we are not guaranteed one more breath, much less one more year or decade. We do not know how long our life can be. And so we must always be prepared for that day when we will face our Lord at the judgment. And always evaluating our lives to see how are we storing up treasures in heaven instead of treasures here on earth. Because the fact is, nothing we have here on earth goes with us to heaven except just ourselves. Us. We cannot take any of this with us. It's kind of like the old joke of you never see a hearse with a U-Haul trailer behind it. We can't take it with us. So we need to be storing up those treasures in heaven and preparing ourselves for when our Lord comes. So how do we do that? How do we store up those treasures in heaven? How do we prepare ourselves for when our Lord returns? First and foremost, it's the sacraments. Our Lord has given us the sacraments as the primary way to prepare ourselves for his return, to prepare ourselves for his judgment. Note I say sacraments, plural. There are two of them that we should receive on a very regular basis. The first, of course, is the Eucharist we should receive every week. Let me emphasize that. Every week. We come to Mass every week. We come to Mass every week. Let's just emphasize that. So I've said it enough times. I hope you get the idea. Secondly, the sacrament of confession. The line for confession should be just as long as the line for the Eucharist every week. Again, the line for confession should be just as long as the line for Eucharist every week. We should be receiving the sacrament of confession once a month, at least. Now, I know the church says you only have to do it once a year as your Easter duty. I'm telling you, the minimum that every single one of us should be receiving the sacrament of confession is once a month. The minimum is once a month. That's the minimum. More frequently might be desired if we are in the state of mortal sin. Now, I have to receive the sacrament of confession on a regular basis. But you've got it easier. You can just come here. I got to go find a priest. Unfortunately, I can't just go look in a mirror and give myself absolution. It doesn't work that way. I got to find one of my brother priests for the sacrament of confession. But we should be receiving the sacrament of confession once a month at a minimum and receiving the Eucharist every week. Those are the minimums if we truly want to prepare ourselves to face our Lord. Second of all, we must be doing daily prayer and daily spiritual growth. Every day we must be spending time with our Lord, coming to know him in prayer, in silent prayer. And we must be seeking to learn more about our faith, to grow deeper in our faith, to grow deeper in our understanding of what we believe and why. This is why we signed up for that Formed website. It has lots of great resources, lots of books and audio talks and videos to help us truly learn about our faith. And the best part, it's free to you. It's been paid for. It's done. If you haven't signed up for it, why not? It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's already paid for. But there's so many great resources out there to help learn about our faith. There's so much out there that's good. Every day, each of us should be on that site, without exception, learning about our faith. And then, of course, we must reach out to others as well. We are stewards of the gifts that God has given us, and we need to be willing to share those gifts with others, especially the gift of salvation, the greatest gift that we've been given, this promise of salvation that awaits us. We must be willing to share that. May we truly be the servants prepared for our master's return by storing up our treasures in heaven, not here on earth, and by preparing ourselves daily for when we will face the master.